In the last episode, we asked whether you're ready to buy. Today we get to the number everyone wants, how much house can you actually afford? And I want to be clear about something up front, because it's the most important idea in this whole episode. What a lender will let you borrow and what you can comfortably afford are two very different numbers. Let's talk about how lenders think first, because it explains a lot. The main tool they use is called your debt-to-income ratio, DTI for short. It's simple. It's how much of your monthly income already goes toward debt payments. Add up your monthly debts, things like car payments, student loans, credit card minimums, plus your future mortgage payment, and divide that by your monthly income before taxes. That percentage is your DTI. Lenders love this number because it tells them how stretched you'd be. As a general guideline, a lot of loan programs like to see your total debts land somewhere under about 43% of your income, though it varies by program and situation. The lower your DTI, the more comfortable everyone is. Now, here's where people get into trouble. A lender might approve you for a payment that's technically within their limits, but would leave your actual life feeling tight every single month. The bank is measuring risk to the bank. They're not measuring whether you can still afford dinner out, or a vacation, or a surprise car repair. That part is on you. So let me give you a more human way to think about it. Instead of asking, "What's the maximum?" flip it around and ask, "What payment would I be genuinely comfortable making every month for years?" A classic starting point is to keep your total housing payment somewhere around 28% of your monthly income before taxes. That's a guideline, not a law, but it's a sane place to begin. And remember, the mortgage payment isn't just the loan. There's a handy shorthand called PITI. That's principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. Principal and interest are the loan itself, but taxes means property taxes, and insurance means homeowner's insurance, and both of those get bundled into your monthly payment. People forget them and get a nasty surprise. If your loan has something called PMI, which we'll cover in a later episode, that gets added too. Here's a simple exercise you can do tonight. Look at your take-home pay. Sketch out what a comfortable housing payment would be, not the scary maximum, the comfortable one. Then work backward from there. That number, not the listing price of a pretty house, is your real starting point. One more piece of advice, build in breathing room on purpose. Life gets more expensive in ways you don't expect. The family that buys a little under their limit almost never regrets it. The family that buys right at the ceiling sometimes does. Next episode, we're tackling the thing that quietly controls how much all of this costs you, your credit score, what it is, why lenders obsess over it, and how it can swing your interest rate more than almost anything else.